That's right. Are you ready for this? You ready for this? You ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Lawrence Jackson. I am the educational entrepreneurial education director. I can't figure out who I am today. I have a very special guest on the line, but just really quick to let you know, this is the Building Business podcast. And each week we interview an individual that is involved in helping entrepreneurs to build their business and to get closer to success. And today I have TechTown's retail strategist, Ms. Christina Develin. And I'm going to ask Christina to say a few words about herself just to get the audience comfortable with who you are.
Sure. Sure. Hey, thanks for letting me be here because this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. So I have well over two decades in the retail world, most of that time working with nonprofits in the arts and culture arena and helping them to build and grow retail programs to build their revenues. And so I spent most of my time working for the Detroit Institute of Arts back in the day when they had satellite stores out in the malls, and also some work down at the museum. And then I spent over 15 years with Powabic Pottery, helping them to build a retail program from the ground up.
That's excellent experience. And I remember my first trip to Powabic Pottery. I really didn't know what it was. I thought the name was really cool. But when I got there, oh, it was amazing. It is amazing. So it's good to know that you had something to do with that, the success of that organization and your background in arts, et cetera. That's excellent. Excellent. So tell me, because it's only a short amount of time. I could chit chat with you. I enjoy talking to you. Yes. But tell me a little bit about your concept or your feeling of entrepreneurship. How do you look at entrepreneurship?
Ooh, that is a big question. To me, I mean, when I think of entrepreneurs, I think of dreamers and risk takers. Those are the two words that really come right out to the forefront of my mind. Mm-hmm. The entrepreneurs that I've had the pleasure to work with over the last few years at TechTown, they all have big ideas and they are not afraid to chase them. And they are willing to put in 120% of their time, energy, and effort to make it happen. You know, maybe they're full-time in their business, or maybe they're juggling families and other jobs and making their own dreams come true as well. You know, it takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of drive and a lot of commitment. You know, and whether someone is seeing an opportunity or a hole in a market that they're looking to fill, or it's just they're really passionate about what they do, and so they're creating a market for what they do. I think passion is the one of the definite threads that ties it all together.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That passion is what is the driving force that I've noticed behind most entrepreneurs. How do you bring that passion out as you're counseling people? What are some of your, you don't have to give me any of your trade secrets, but how do you approach bringing that passion out in a realistic sense? Because we all know that sometimes that passion can be a little blinding. So how do you approach that? Because that's a very delicate thing, but I know you're really good at it. So that's why I'm asking.
Thank you. You know, I don't even feel like I have to work to bring it out. I find that with most of the entrepreneurs that I work with, simply ask them, okay, so why do you do this? Not like, what have you done or what do you do? But okay, so why? How did you get into this? Why is this what you want to dedicate your time to? And once they get talking, it just naturally comes out, right? And so my job is more to help them to take all of that passion and love of what they're doing and focus it. into a realistic plan. So sometimes it's just figuring out what's most important to them and helping them to pick one direction instead of 20 directions, because they all want to do all the things, right? I mean, I want to do all the things, but we can't. So you have to pick out like what's the most strategic use of your time or your energy.
I got you. So has your background in working with the arts and working in the, you know, in the nonprofit world as well as the for-profit world, has that helped you in giving that advice and talking to entrepreneurs about kind of whittling things down and getting focused?
Actually, yeah, it has. I to be perfectly blunt, I love working with artists. They're brilliant people. They're very creative and they make terrible business decisions all the time because they're driven by what they love and what they feel like doing in the moment, right? Not usually by what is the logic and the reasoning and the numbers behind that decision. And so it really taught me how to, I think it's made me much better at working with people and getting down to the heart of like, what's going to motivate you as an individual and how do we help you to find the structure for that? Because, you know, artists like to be free, right? And so building that structure around what you're doing can be difficult, but necessary.
Yeah.
And so helping them to find that sweet spot, you know, so it's definitely made me better at working with people, I think.
Excellent. Excellent. I know from being an artist myself, or the years I spent playing keyboards in different bands, you are absolutely right about business decisions. We were like, we don't care if people don't like our music. It's the art that we're worried about. And so, you know, after a few months of that, you know, anyway, it helps you to learn how to get structured. That's for sure. Share some of your greatest experiences working with business builders. Just, I know that's always, people always come back when I ask questions like that. Well, okay, Lawrence, name your favorite child. So I'm not asking, you to do that, but just touch on one or two experiences that has inspired you.
Yeah, definitely there have been like every single one of them in some way. I'll tell you, one of my favorites, am I allowed to name names? Is that
Don't name names.
One of my favorites was somebody who I met through an open office hour. I think it was late March of 2020. So just after COVID had hit, right? And everything had shut down. Mm-hmm. And she had lost her job, unfortunately, due to COVID and some downsizing that had happened. She was in customer service for a major firm and her position was just cut. Mm. And so she was a single mom. And she had decided, okay, well, if I'm in a position to make a change, I'm not going to spend all my time working for other people on their hours anymore. I'm going to make my own job and make it work for me. And so she taught herself to make candles, to make incredible homemade candles, really amazing smelling, great product. And so she came to me because she's like, I taught myself to do this. I want to start this business. I have no idea where to start, which is a very common question at open office hours. And so we talked a little bit about how you get your product to market and there's what you would have done before COVID, but now that everything's shut down, now how do you reach customers, right? This is even more complicated. And so in 25 minutes, those are short meetings, right? So I gave her maybe a few nuggets of advice and off she went and she was very enthusiastic and she came back for another open office hour maybe 2 or 3 months later. And she's like, okay, so I did all the things we talked about and these are the results that I got. And so now I'm ready for the next step. And this is what I'm thinking, but I want to make sure that I'm thinking about it the right way. So I want to run this by you and get your thoughts. And I was like, yes, like these are all the things that you need to do.
Wow.
Focusing on packaging, focusing on trying to find a way to do pop-ups safely. How do I drive traffic to my online store? She built one practically overnight on her own. I mean, she is just really bright and really dedicated and really determined. A couple months after that, she showed up at an info session for retail bootcamp. She joined the bootcamp program that fall. She made it into the program.
Wow.
She had signed a lease for a small spot. She was calling it her candle suite, which was just a little tiny showroom where she could meet with clients and have parties and, you know, find a way to meet people face to face, given that there were some limited options right now. And she's doing just amazing. I mean, she started with nothing and I won't, you know, talk about her numbers, but she's making a lot. I mean, she's doing really, really well. She's doing better with sales than some people who have been at it for years. And so to just kind of watch, here's the spark. And I just need a little, I need you to point me in the right direction. And then you kind of point them in that direction and then they go and they run and then they come back and they're like, look at what I did. What's next? What's next? And so you feed off of that excitement, right? You're so excited yes. with them and for them. And I hate to equate it to parenting, but it's like, you get so excited. It's like, look at my baby go, look at them go.
Yes.
Look at all the things they're doing.
Isn't that a great feeling? I mean, that is a fantastic feeling. And it's just exemplary of what clients can get when they have an open mind and a willingness to really execute the ideas. Mm-hmm. And I would say that people are going to get that inspiration and that motivation when they meet with you, Christina. So that's outstanding. That's outstanding. I love it. I love it. So I got a couple more questions because we're running. Mm-hmm. See, there goes my little bell. I want to get them in here. So
all right.
One is your what are you hearing in these open office hours that would indicate there's a need for some education or something? Maybe a seminar, workshop, or just some additional information. What are you hearing in these open office hours that mm-hmm. we could possibly do some training around or do some planning to educate folks around?
Yeah. There's definitely a broad gamut, but mm-hmm. I think some of the most common themes are I have an idea. I don't know how to turn it into a business. What do I do? Another thing I hear a lot of is, well, I have it. I have my business. I have all my stuff. I have my website, but customers aren't buying and I don't know why. So it really comes down to needing a better understanding of how to market your products in order to drive sales. So not just get your name out there, but also put some money behind it. And social media strategy as well is another big point of what they're not quite sure how to handle. A lot of people don't feel it's not my natural wheelhouse. It's not where I'm comfortable. So I just don't do it. So, there's all kinds of tricks that you can use there. The other one that I get a lot of is, I have several, I'm doing my first pop-up. What do I do? How do I do this? Or can I do one? I don't know how to get into one or what I need to do.
Okay. Cool. Thank you for that. Those are all really good ones, especially the social media. I've found that social media really has to be customized to your the qualities that you believe in and things that you, because you've got to believe in what you're putting out there. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, say with a TikTok or something like that, then it'll show, because people can tell.
they can. But one other, and I know we're running short on time, but one other thing that becomes a challenge and a conversation that I have often with clients is what social media platforms are you on, but most importantly, why, right? So some people are like, I'm on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and I'm on LinkedIn and it's like, and I don't have time for it all. Well, okay, that's great. But why are you on all four? Maybe there's a reason, but where are your customers on social media? Because it's great that you're on Facebook, but if all of your customers are actually on Instagram, well, then who cares if you're on Facebook? That's not the best use of your time.
Absolutely.
When it comes to your business. So
making
that connection to how do I find the right people? Or how do they find me?
Got it. Okay. So now I'm going to do a rapid fire thing here.
All right. Let's go. Shoot.
You mentioned retail bootcamp. How is retail bootcamp going? And do you have any fond memories? I know there's been a few, but how is retail bootcamp going? And share a memory with us.
Retail bootcamp. I mean, every cohort, I feel like we say the same thing. This is the best cohort. But this cohort is really, this is our second time doing it virtually, which we thought would we weren't excited about doing it virtually because there's this magic that happens in the peer-to-peer learning.
Yes.
When you're in person together. And we were like, we can present the material virtually, but how are we going to be able to recreate that? And to be honest, it actually was much easier than we thought. We were completely overthinking it. It's the minute you put people in breakout rooms and they get to talking about what they do, passion comes out, very excited to talk, very excited to share, very excited to encourage each other and support each other, which was beautiful to see that translate even into a virtual environment. And this cohort is, you know, very hungry for knowledge, and they have great ideas and they are ready to go. So this is a really good one. Okay. And I'll tell you, I couldn't possibly pick a favorite boot camp memory, no, but I, you know,
just one. I know there could be 20. We could do this for a whole hour and you probably wouldn't get them all. But.
I mean, I have a very personal affinity for the first boot camp client that I ever had in boot camp as a participant. I was, you know, co-facilitating her cohort, and I was her business coach after graduation, and I helped her to get to her grand opening. That to me was like, you know, to see from the start of like, I have this idea and I'm going to do this. And she's again, just really driven and really in the moment and really, you know, dedicated to the process. And it took a lot longer than she expected because again, COVID threw a wrench in it and kept causing delays. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the day she opened her doors, oh, Lawrence, that was such a fun party. It was amazing. It was great. It still makes me teary eyed when I think about it. Wow. So it's fun to watch.
Cool. Thank you for that. So do you have any, parting words of wisdom?
Ooh, I guess I have several, but I have to, what's the most important one? You know, okay. So hardest thing for entrepreneurs to accept, but the most important lesson, the very most important of it all, I think you cannot do it all yourself.
Gotta have a team.
You need a team. You need help. We're here to help as resources. We're here to give as much information and support and encouragement as we can and get you connected to the maybe the right people in the right places, hopefully, in the right programs. You need an accountant. Maybe you need a social media manager. You need people behind you, you know, a good lawyer if you're going to be negotiating a lease or maybe getting some, you know, trademarks going or copyrights going. You need that team behind you. And you also, as you grow, need a business team. You cannot run your business. You can't be in your business and running your business at the same time, if that makes sense. You know, you can't run it day to day and be working on growing it at the same time. Eventually, it's just too much. So build a team, accept help, and also take care of yourself and give yourself some time to breathe and rest and center and, you know, take care of you because burnout is real and it does not help you to be at your best.
That is so wise. Thank you so much. And just to let the listeners know, you can get those resources and help here at Tech Town.
Yes.
And Christina is part of our open office hour group of folks, internal staff, that is available to meet with you. So please take advantage of that. You can find Christina at techtowndetroit.org. And you want to go to the Small Business Services tab. But I always got one last question.
All right, hit me.
And what I just want to thank you, first of all, Christina, for your time and your wisdom. And I'm telling you folks out there, you've got a great person here, so please take advantage.
Thank you. But
are there any suggestions? This is a question that I ask folks that I talk to on this podcast. Recommend me someone that I should interview next.
Ooh, wait, do we have to be in-house or is this like
anybody? It could be anyone. It could actually be Elon Musk and I would have a task of trying to find him.
All right.
He's only on Saturday Night Live maybe once in a blue moon, right? So.
Gotcha. All right. You know, if we're talking about outside in the neighborhood, I'm going to say Justin over at the DNET program at U of M Detroit.
Justin. Okay.
I think Justin is a great person to talk to. He's the head of that program. And I mean, the whole purpose behind that program, it's the Detroit Neighborhood Entrepreneurs Project, right? And so they provide in-depth help in these areas through their master's students working on big projects for entrepreneurs. And they do brilliant work.
Yes, they do. And they are part of our Ask an Expert. It's taken me a long time to say that. They are part of our Ask an Expert program and have provided some really good services. So I'm going to take you up on that and I will make sure that I'll communicate with you when that actually takes place.
Yeah, that'd be great to know.
All right. So Christina, thank you again for everything and your time. And I appreciate you. And we're going to keep building these businesses.
Yes. Yes, we are. Thank you for having me here, Lawrence. This is fun.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
History is making.
Come on, come on, get your head right. Come on, come on, get your head right.